You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
Interceding for the Lost by Dr. Michael Youssef. We all have a role in spreading the gospel message until the day of Christ's return. Yet many of us routinely neglect the kingdom of God as we become so involved in our earthly concerns and priorities. But as we make the Great Commission our top priority, we will discover that our concerns and excuses are taken care of. Throughout history, God's people have disappointed Him in His commissions. In the days of the Old Testament, God gave His children great victories and blessings to make Himself known to the world. Instead of sharing about God, His people became self-focused and kept the message to themselves. Even the prophet Jonah tried to run away from his responsibility to share God's word. It's our calling to reach others for Christ. When it comes to sharing Christ with others, we cannot underestimate the power of coming to God in prayer, asking Him to lead us and to prepare the hearts of those to whom we're ministering. We must ask, God, what is Your will so I can pray Your will and align my will with Yours? That's the right way to pray. We only need to see the fruit of answering His call when our will is aligned with His. When Moses aligned his will with God's will, God brought water out of the rock. When Joshua aligned his will with the will of God, the sun stood still in its orbit. When David aligned his will with the will of God, Goliath fell. When Elijah aligned his will with the will of God, fire came from heaven on Mount Carmel and licked up everything, including the water. And when Daniel aligned his will with the will of God, mouths of lions were zipped. That's what happens when we align our will with the will of God in our prayers and in our daily lives. The one who loves us wants us to tell others about Him, to intercede for others, and to live in such a way that people are drawn to His goodness and love. Acts chapter 1, verse 11 says, "This same Jesus will come back." What a motivation. The one who loves us is coming back. Perhaps He will look you in the face and ask, "How did you use the opportunities I gave you to witness for me? Did you keep quiet with your coworkers, neighbors, and friends? Or did you tell them about my salvation for you, for all people?" While we wait for the Lord, we are to work diligently and wholeheartedly for the Great Commission, the mission of God, and our very purpose. God will bring the harvest as we are faithful. Let's pray together. Lord, thank You for the honor of being Your ambassador. Help us to pray fervently for those who are lost and to be attentive to opportunities to share the gospel. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If today's devotional encouraged you, we'd love to hear about it. Leave a review and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.